Now Dorothy and Mark again. This time Dorothy takes to the water.
And that leads me nicely on to other activities, Dorothy, as well as what happens here with the sensory room and your children's parties and various events you have here in the Bradbury Centre. You've also now started organising a few outings and activities with your younger members, and I believe recently you went on a Norfolk wherry on the Broads.
We did. I think this is probably the most memorable activity that we've done for the last couple of years now. We made a contact with the Wherry Yacht Charter Trust based in Wroxham, and through them we hired a wherry for the day. This year it was the Wherry Narada, last year it was the Olive, and we go out for a whole day. So we arrive at the wherry base at about 9 o'clock. We have all our safety briefings and everything like that, and we then set sail down the rivers. We go across Wroxham Broad, down the river again into Salhouse Broad, and I think the most memorable thing from those two trips that I shall take back, and I'm sure a lot of the others did as well, was when we were actually moored on Salhouse Broad. The children had a chance to, or the young people had a chance to play the onboard saloon piano, which is a special type of piano which you find on boats. And we were sitting this year. One of our youngsters decided she would play a selection of ABBA tunes.
Oh, lovely.
So I can't say the boat was rocking, but it was. There was a lot of foot tapping going on, and it was quite surreal, really, to be sitting there. And on board the wherry, there is also a dining table, because the wherries can be hired for people on holiday. So there is a proper dining table. So there we were sitting, moored on Salhouse Broad, eating our lunch from a dining table and listening to a piano, which, you know, is quite an experience, really, for the children. Each of the youngsters had the opportunity to sail the wherry, to take the tiller under the direction of Bill, who was skipper for the day. And again, that was just a very magical experience for them. Yes. And for the parents, because we take just a small group. This year there were five, and each young person brings a parent or a designated person,
responsible adult.
Yeah,
yes.
With them for the day. So all in all, we were a party of 14, but
lovely.
Really, really special.
Yes.
And we were very lucky this year in that the trip was partly funded by the by Heatherset Lions.
Yes.
For us, which enabled us to do that. A really, really sort of special time. And we hope that we will repeat it again. We've done it now for 2 years. It is quite a lot of money to raise, you know, to do it. But again, a worthwhile thing, and something that those young people will remember really forever.
Yes,
you know, it's
I'm
something
sure you're right.
That not a lot of people get to do. So, one of their something in their memory bank, I think.
And I know you've also got one or two more events planned between now and the end of this year. I think you're going to be having a disco in half term, and you've got your Christmas party.
Yeah, we've got actually this evening we've got a presentation evening that we're doing with the education department for children who've been awarded certificates for their ICT skills, and then next week we have our half term disco, which is to celebrate one of the youngsters' birthday parties.
Lovely.
It's her birthday party. And we have a proper DJ coming in.
Yes.
That's next week. And then we have our Christmas party at the beginning of December.
Yeah.
and that's going to be a Stardust party this year. So,
and that you have your special guest, will you?
We will have our special guest, and I think he's bringing quite a lot of friends this time.
Lovely.
Of one sort or another. So, you know, it's always a very joyous occasion. And
what mode of transport is he coming on this year?
Well, that's a secret, Mark, really.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm sworn to secrecy.
Right, okay. That's top secret.
That's top secret.
Right.
But I think it would be quite noisy.
Yes.
And, hopefully the weather will be good to us because, you know, that's yeah. everything, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm. Well, it all sounds fantastically well worth and vital service to our younger members. And I know with your own background, Dorothy, we're very lucky to have you, you know, with your teaching background and with all the experience you've got of working with visually impaired children and adults. So it sounds like, you know, you've got an ideal recipe for providing an excellent service there.
Well, it's a privilege to do it, and you know, with tremendous help, obviously, from colleagues here at NNAB and from volunteers, we couldn't do it without.
It's very much a team thing, isn't it? Yes.
Santa's little helpers have already been emailed requesting them to come, so hopefully we shall have a full team.
Wow. Yes, we look forward to seeing the man in the red suit. What's your date for your Christmas party? I think it's
the 12th of December.
Right, so not far off then.
Not far off. I think it was 8 weeks Saturday or 8 weeks next Saturday.
Oh, how many sleeps is that?
Oh, a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Dorothy Bowen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.